Good morning. I'm Emily Riley, and I have here our morning interview. With me in the studio today, I have Michelle Putz from Sitka Global Warming Group and Bob Burnett from AC Lakeside. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Good morning. They are here to talk about the bag library. And first question is, what is a bag library?
A bag library is essentially, it's a spot at both of our grocery stores here in town where people can borrow a reusable bag, a cloth reusable bag, and use it for that day and then hopefully wash it and bring it back the next time for somebody else to use. So in case they forgot, they have a place where they can grab a reusable bag.
That sounds really neat. When did our bag library start?
We just started on Friday the 20th, so there's two boxes at the different stores, one in front of the doors right as you walk in at AC Lakeside on the left, and at C-Mart also on the left, just by the carts.
Great. So it'll be easy when I forget my bag to just grab one when I come into the store, correct?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. I always forget mine in the car. So, when did you decide to start this up?
Well, actually, we've been talking about it for a couple months now, and there's a few reasons that we've done this. You know, one reason is, of course, is environmentally. We've had a few communities already up north ban plastic bags, so we thought this would be a good time to kind of start here. And as far as the customer's point of view, many times, even myself, you know, you load up the plastic bags and you're going home and they rip and they break. And these bags give you another alternative, which is much stronger. You can carry them a lot better. And you don't see these bags flying around in the wind like you do plastic bags.
Definitely one of the things we care about is not getting a bunch of plastic into the ocean here, because it just ends up in the water, breaks up, and eventually probably ends up in the fish we eat. So by keeping bags in a place where they're supposed to be, it works a lot better. And the whole idea of reduce and reuse, you know, we need to do that before we recycle.
Absolutely. And it takes a little bit of time for us to learn about the new ways to use our bags.
So. Oh, it definitely does. It's going to take training, you know, even as far as the people that work at the stores, you know, about being able to offer, you know, what we have now, these other bags, and as far as the customers being able to ask for them. So it will take time to change everybody's process.
Exactly. So how is this funded?
You know, we started out by asking the community to donate bags. So at the library, we collected well over 100 bags and used those as our starting point. Already at C-Mart, we have almost run out of bags. So bring some there if you have extras growing in your closet and breeding in your closet. But really, it's been the voluntary willingness of the stores, which I'm very thrilled about, and the community helping to sort of chip in and kind of replace the ones that they borrow and bring back.
Wow. How do I know if a bag is right for the bag library?
I would say it definitely needs to be clean. We want everybody to wash them before they bring them back, and it should be in good shape. You know, it's got to be a reusable bag, not a plastic bag, but a cloth bag, a canvas one. There are the ones that are like made out of tarp material. So it's a reusable bag, not just a plastic bag.
Yeah, because we have run into situations that people are bringing all their bags now and putting them in the box, and they're forgetting we don't want the plastic put back in there.
Oh, we can't reuse those.
Well, we can, but you reuse those in your house and start using the reusable bags at the grocery stores.
Exactly. Has there been a precedent for bag libraries in other communities?
There has been, I guess. I had not seen or heard of them before, but I've heard of people saying that at like co-ops and sometimes natural food stores, they've seen, you know, a box with reusable bags in it. So apparently there are other bag libraries out there in the world, but I'm just glad that we have them at both of our grocery stores here in town. It means that anybody who wants to shop essentially anywhere in Sitka has the opportunity to use a reusable bag.
Right. Will they be at Market
Center?
Market Center.
You know what? I don't think we've started there yet, but I wanted to give it a try, and then I might encourage Mr. Hames to to go one more step.
Kind of a little pilot project at the big stores, correct?
Right.
Wonderful. Oh, this is so exciting. My other question is, when we find out that we're using our cloth bags, what will happen with our plastic bag use? Do you think it'll go down?
Well, I think without a doubt it'll go down. I'm hoping it does anyway. I think it's a great opportunity. Like I said, much safer for the environment. And I think if everybody gets on board, there'll be a great difference in plastic being not used anymore.
Oh, I'm sure you can get us all trained up.
That's right.
And, you know, it's kind of fun, actually. If you go into the stores and start seeing more reusable bags, there are so many different ones out there. I saw a great one covered in tomatoes the other day. So I think it'll just be fun, too.
Neat. Well, thank you so much for doing this project at the grocery stores, Michelle, for spearheading the project, and Bob for welcoming it into your grocery store. And thank you so much for visiting me in the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great weekend or a great week, and
bring your bags.
Bring our bags
and clean use
ones.
Them
and clean ones. Yes. Thank you.